Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Night Tales Creepypasta podcast. Here, I create original and exclusive creepypasta stories, and I release a brand new story episode every Friday. You can also watch these stories with visuals and extra content on my YouTube channel, and I strongly encourage you to subscribe while you're there. It's completely free, and right now, a growing YouTube subscriber base is important to help me bring new stories each week. Even if you prefer to listen here on the podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you could still subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you do, I promise to keep creating and releasing original stories for you every week. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thanks very much. Now, here comes today's story. I hope you enjoy it. I still get chills thinking about the day we stumbled upon that ritual. It's been years, but I remember it like it was yesterday. You'd think that after everything that happened, I'd want to forget. But that's the thing. You can't forget something like this. It clings to you like a stain you can't scrub out, no matter how hard you try. It started as a game. Just some silly urban legend floating around town. Something about a ritual deep in the woods. You know the type, right? A dare. People whispering about a hidden clearing where strange things have happened, where people have gone missing. But no one ever had any proof. Just stories passed around at parties or school. It was like fuel for our boredom, something to break the monotony of our small town. There were four of us, Sarah, Jake, Ethan, and me. We were all in that in-between stage of life, not kids, but not really adults yet. That age where you feel invincible, like the rules don't apply to you. And back then, nothing sounded cooler than uncovering a real mystery. So, when Ethan mentioned he'd heard about an old journal stashed away in the town library that supposedly had details about the ritual, we were all in. We weren't scared, not really. At first it was fun, exciting even. The journal was old, handwritten, and filled with cryptic notes about rituals, ancient symbols, and weird instructions, most of it unreadable. But enough to make us feel like we were onto something big. I remember Ethan saying, "This could be the real deal," and Sarah laughed, "Maybe we'll summon a demon or something." We all laughed. We didn't take it seriously, not yet. But as we dug deeper, it got darker. The journal wasn't just some hoax. The things it talked about, the warnings, they felt too real. There were notes scribbled in the margins from someone who'd tried the ritual before, someone who had lost everything. We found articles about people who went missing, strange accidents, things that happened near the woods where the ritual supposedly took place. Jake brushed it off, called it a coincidence, but I could tell even he was getting uneasy. Still, we were too curious to stop. We wanted to know if the ritual actually worked, and to be honest, I think we just wanted to prove we weren't afraid. So we decided to go through with it. It was a big mistake. The instructions were simple enough. At least, that's what we thought. Gather a few items, a mirror, candles, a knife, and an object of personal significance for each of us. We followed the directions, and on the night of the ritual, we headed into the woods. I still remember the way the trees seemed to close in on us the deeper we went, like the forest itself was alive and watching us. We found the clearing, just like the journal described, It was eerily quiet. No birds, no wind, nothing but the crunch of our footsteps on dead leaves. The moon was almost full, casting long shadows that made everything feel wrong. But we set up the ritual anyway, lighting the candles and laying out our objects in a circle. Ethan read the incantation from the journal. His voice shook a little, but we all pretended not to notice. At first, nothing happened. We all stood there, waiting, feeling stupid. Jake was the first to break the silence. "See? Told you it was just a bunch of crap," he said, kicking dirt at the candles. I wanted to agree to laugh it off and go home, but then Sarah gasped. The air, it changed. It got heavy, like it was pressing down on us. And the temperature dropped, fast. My breath came out in white puffs, but that wasn't what scared me. It was the shadows. They were moving. No, not moving, shifting. At first, I thought it was a trick of the light, but then they started creeping toward us, slow and deliberate. I remember feeling my heart pound in my chest, trying to convince myself it was all in my head. But the shadows, they weren't stopping. And there was something else, a whispering, low, almost too quiet to hear, but it was there, coming from all directions. Sarah screamed. We all panicked, scrambling to put out the candles and grab our stuff. But the shadows, they didn't stop. They wrapped around Jake's legs first, pulling him to the ground. He screamed, thrashing. But they were like black vines, tightening their grip, dragging him toward the trees. And then he was gone. Just like that. No sound. No trace. Nothing. 1 second he was there, and the next he wasn't. The rest of the night was a blur of terror. We ran, Ethan, Sarah, and I, without looking back. I don't remember how we made it out of the woods, but we did. We were lucky. Or at least, that's what we thought at first. Jake was reported missing, and we all told the police we didn't know what happened to him. Who would have believed the truth? But that wasn't the end. The real horror didn't start until after. You see, we didn't just awaken something in that forest, we invited it into our lives. A week after the ritual, Sarah was found dead in her bedroom. No signs of a struggle, no cause of death the doctors could find. It was like her heart just stopped. Ethan, he disappeared a few days later. They never found his body. After that, it was just me. For years, I tried to forget. I told myself that I was lucky to have survived, that somehow I'd escaped whatever had taken the others. But I never really moved on, not with the things I've seen, the things I've heard, the whispers, the shadows. It's like they never really left. And the people, they learned about the ritual from Sarah before she died. Now they don't look at me the same way anymore. I think they blame me. They treat me like I'm not even here. I'll walk into a room and people will just blank me, ignore me. At first I thought it was in my head, but it's been getting worse. The world feels so distant to me nowadays. I've tried to live a normal life, tried to push those memories away, but no matter what I do, I still feel like something's watching me, following me. I've been waking up in the middle of the night, drenched in cold sweat, with the overwhelming feeling that something's wrong. It was a couple of days ago when I finally went back to the woods. I don't know why. I think part of me was searching for answers, trying to understand what happened that night. But when I got there, it didn't feel like the same place. The trees were taller, darker, more twisted somehow. The clearing where we did the ritual was more overgrown, like it hadn't been visited for a long time, like people had intentionally stayed away. That's when I saw it. A small stone memorial marker, half buried in the earth, right where we had stood that night. It was old, worn, like it had been there for years. I knelt down and brushed away the dirt, seeing three names carved into the stone. Jake, Sarah, Ethan. I stared at the three names, feeling a strange sense of finality. But then, just beneath them, obscured by the wild grass, I noticed something else. There was a fourth name. My fingers trembled as I pulled away the undergrowth, revealing it. It was mine. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the story. And remember, there's a new original story coming out next Friday. If you did enjoy it and want to support the podcast, feel free to check out my Patreon link for ad-free episodes and early access. And please don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll find the link in the show notes. The Night Tales Creepypasta podcast is available on most major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Music. That's it for this week. Thanks again, and see you next time.